Today in the Joy in the Word podcast, we pick up in the book of the prophet Isaiah. Today we're going to finish the book of Isaiah. We pick up in chapter 65. It is discussing judgment and salvation. It begins by saying, "I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, 'Here I am, here I am.'" And he's talking about the Gentiles. And this is referred to by Paul in the book of Romans in chapter 10 and verse 20. Let's flip there and read what it says. If we pick up in verse 20, it says, "And Isaiah boldly says, 'I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me.'" Then he says in verse 21, "But concerning Israel, he says, 'All day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people.'" And he says that back in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2. "All day long I have held out my hands to an obstinate people who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations, a people who continually provoke me to my very face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incenses on brick altars." So basically, an obstinate people. But then he says in verse 8, this is what the Lord says. He says, "I will not destroy them all." He says, "I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, those who will possess my mountains. My chosen people will inherit them, and there my servants will live." And he's talking about this remnant. But then in verse 13, he starts speaking to God's enemies. And he tells them, "My servants will eat, but you will go hungry. My servants will drink, but you will go thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame." It says, "You will leave your name to my chosen ones as a curse. The Lord, the sovereign Lord, will put you to death, but his servants he will give another name. Whoever invokes a blessing in the land will do so by the God of truth." It says, "For the past troubles will be forgotten and hidden from my eyes." And then he moves on in verse 17 to speak of a future time, of the new heavens and the new earth. And this is also spoke about by John the Apostle in Revelation chapter 21. It says, "Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and have others live in them, or plant and have others eat it. For as the days of a tree, so will the days of my people be. My chosen ones will long enjoy the works of their hands. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. But dust will be the serpent's food." It says, "They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord." And you'll remember that Isaiah also spoke about this peace in chapter 11 and verse 6. Then we move on to chapter 66, the final chapter in the book of Isaiah. It is entitled Judgment and Hope. It says, "This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord? This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." So this scripture is worthy of repeating. This is the Lord speaking, and he says, "This is the one I esteem." So I desire to be esteemed by the Lord. So this draws my attention to its detail and its specifics when it says, "The Lord esteems someone who is humble and someone who is contrite in spirit." So humble obviously means that we understand who we are and that we are created in God's image and that we can do nothing apart from him. That it is he who lives in us that allows us to live on this earth. And then contrite. Contrite is to have remorse. To have remorse as being a sinner, but also in that humility, receiving that Jesus covered those sins for us. So to truly receive the gift, the free gift that was given, knowing that we can't earn it and we don't deserve it. So one who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at the word of God. Then picking up in verse 5, it says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word." It says, "Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy." So then he starts talking about bringing forth Zion. It says that, "Who has ever seen such things? Who has ever heard of such things? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord?" So he says, I'm going to bring this to pass. When it's time, I will do it, and I will be there for my people. It says, this is what the Lord says, "I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream." It says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your hearts will rejoice." Then in verse 17 and 18 and 19, he's talking about the nations and how all of these pagan people will see his glory. And then it says, "All of the places, all of the lands, all of the islands, they will proclaim my glory among the nations. They will bring all your brothers from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord." So the people will be returned back from all of these places that they've been. They will come on horses and chariots and wagons and on mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. And then it closes by saying, "As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look upon the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. Their worm will not die, nor will their fire be quenched. They will be loathsome to all mankind." Now, this is also quoted in part in the book of Mark. And this is just showing the difference, the contrast between the people that receive the Lord and the nation that he's building and those who reject him. And with that, we end the book of the prophet Isaiah.